أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأتياه فقولا إنا رسول ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى. صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam to go to Fir'aun to invite him towards Allah. They responded that they have the fear that he may transgress upon them, or he may become arrogant and disbelief. It will increase in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the reassurance that innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. Certainly I am with you, my help is with you. I hear what you say, I hear what he will respond. I see the entire situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates, فَأَتِيَاهُ, go to him, فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَ رَبِّكَ, and say to him that certainly we are two rasuls of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam was given the nubuwat, the task and the responsibility of going to Fir'aun at the time when he was at Mount Tur, when he had seen the fire, and subsequently he spoke to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At that time when he made the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant nubuwat to Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu was salam, Harun was obviously in Egypt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was in Misr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then granted Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu was salam nubuwat. Together with that nubuwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded him that he should wait at the entrance, at the gates of the city, and welcome Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and then both of them should go to Fir'aun. And in this manner, Musa alayhi salatu was salam meets Hazrat Harun, in other narrations, other family members, his mother, etc. And then Musa and Harun alayhi salatu was salam go to Fir'aun. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the command, and now they go. One command was that inna rasula rabbik, certainly we are the rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb. Farsil ma'ana bani Israel. Besides the fact that you give him da'wat and invitation towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah, there should be another form of da'wat or a da'wat towards something else, and that is فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, send the Bani Israel with us. Now we discussed that a few days before this, that one were the Egyptians, the Coptics, and that was the people of Fir'aun, and the other was the Israelites, the Bani Israel, the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, who obviously came to Egypt at the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. They were being enslaved, they were being downtrodden, they were being oppressed, and one command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was to release the Bani Israel from the oppression of Fir'aun. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this also at the very first meeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam to make very particular mention of this, that send the Bani Israel with us. In other words, now we will leave Egypt if it is possible, if you allow us to, and we will go back to our homelands, and that is Palestine, and that is Canaan, the place where Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam had dwelt, the place where Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam had lived. Next is wala tu'adhibuhum, and do not punish them. Do not punish them by all forms of oppression. Do not give them more tasks that they are capable of doing. Do not downtrodden them. Do not hurt or harm them physically or emotionally or any other way. And in this manner, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was told to give the da'wah. When they went there, they began to speak and they said, قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, certainly we had come to you with the ayah, with the signs of our Rabb, with the signs of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them those signs to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam had delivered that message also of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in concluding this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Musa alayhi salatu was salam, to reiterate a very important aspect of the rule and the law of Allah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَىٰ. And peace, salamat be upon that person who follows the hidayat, follows the guidance of Allah. Peace here will mean deliverance from the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter. That is when a person brings iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we will find in the writings and the letters of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he wrote the letter to the Emperor of Rome or to anyone else, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the traditional address to whoever it was, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will also write, Wassalamu ala manittaba'a al-huda, peace be upon those who follow the hidayat. In other words, the recipient of the letter will be having the choice. If he accepts the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only with the peace and greetings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sanctity of Allah ta'ala will descend upon such an individual. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.